Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. If you want to create a clear and consistent brand for your mortgage business, then we need to talk about the elephant in the room that so many people actually miss this entirely, and it's so simple to do. What I'm talking about here is I'm talking about your URL or your username, okay? And this is for your social media accounts, your URL or your username. What do I mean by your URL or your username? Your URL is often, if you were looking online, and you look at your social media account, it's going to be the @ whatever it may be. So for me, mine is @AshBorland, and that is my URL or my username that you're going to see. It's not so much my URL, but it will, you'll see in a minute. Now, there's a number of things we can do with this. We can do a URL like this, and this is effectively trying to make it very easy for where people know it's our username. It's where people can go to find us. So for example, if I went to Facebook, if we go over to Facebook here, that's GoDaddy, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But if we go onto my Facebook account, you can see at the top, you'll be able to see at the top of my Facebook, it says facebook.com/AshBorland. Okay, now that has been something that I have made sure I've changed that. And you can do this by going into your settings, just go into the settings feature on Facebook, and you're able to just go there and go to settings and privacy, and you'll find that, and it'll be your data, and it'll be change your username. Now, the reason why this is important to talk about is because then if I go onto my Instagram, it is @AshBorland at Instagram. If I go to my LinkedIn, it is @AshBorland here too. And then if I go to my website, it is ashborland.com. Now, we need to talk about this as well. When it comes to websites, make sure when it comes to websites, you get the .com and not the .co.uk wherever possible. The reason why it is .com is universal, it's very useful, and so you want that one wherever that is available. I've spoken to brokers who do this all the time, where they go and get the fancy ones, .mortgage, .uk, .org, .info. Get .com, and also buy all the others. So for example, with me, I own ashborland.com, .co.uk, .live, .org, I own all of them. I also own ashleyborland.com, because that is my actual official name, and I .co.uk, .org, all of them. And I also own Ashborland Consulting, all of them. And I think I own Ashborland Coaching, all of them. So you want to own all of your domains. Again, why am I talking about this? Why are we talking about this idea of username, domains, all of these things that might seem really trivial, is that the amount of brokers who I speak to who just don't think this through and don't realize that what you're trying to do is create a cohesive experience for your brand and for your clients. If someone else has your username, or you've got let's say you have AshBorland Mortgages @AshBorland Mortgages on one of them, and then I have Ash123 or InstaAB, then all of these things make it very hard for people to find you. It's very similar to having a consistent headshot. You really should have the same headshot on every platform. It's the reason why even on my website, when you jump onto my website, my headshot on the website is literally the same as all of the headshots that we have here. Again, trying to make a cohesive experience, make it really easy for people to know it's you. I know this sounds so silly, and and you're probably thinking, I know all of this stuff, Ash, but people don't. People who work with me, clients who come on board with me, this is some of the first level stuff we have to do in session one, because it's about making it all consistent. Try to get them all the same. Don't use dashes, don't use underscores, don't use dots. Use one whole word on its own and try and get it all the same. So if you have to have like AshBorland Finance or AshBorland Mortgage or AshBorland Mortgages, that's fine, but have it across the board. You really need to make sure you do that. Now, if you don't know where to get your domain, so the the ashborland.com, still buy this, by the way. If your business name is, if you've used your business name, let's take Gary Das as an example. He has GaryDas.com and he has ActiveMortgages.com and Active Success. He still has those three. So you need to make sure that you have all of them that align with you. You want your personal brand one and your business one. If you don't know where to get them from, best place to get them from, in my opinion, and the reason why, is this links directly with Go High Level, which is what we use with my clients, and I know it's what a lot of you use for yourself, then if you go to GoDaddy, just to GoDaddy.com, you'll be able to buy them there super easy, okay? They're really cheap. They're not very expensive at all. Try and get them. Now, of course, if yours isn't available, work your way around, but find the one that is available on all platforms. Now, you can actually head over to Namecheck. It's namechk.com. And if you type in your username on this, then you're actually going to, it's going to tell you all the ones that have been registered. So you can see here, ashbourne.com. I own all of the ones that have been registered, obviously. So ashbourne.me.info. Don't own all of the other bazillion trillion ones that there are. As you can see, there's loads. And you don't need all of them. They're really not that important. But it will check those for you. It'll also check the usernames on social media. So you'll be able to see there that there are, like, it is being taken up on PayPal. Yeah, that's obviously mine. Fiverr is mine. Roblox definitely isn't mine. But Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, eBay, Reddit, these are all ones that are taken up by me. And that is going to tell you on here which ones are available. The green are available. The red are not, if you go onto that thing. So that is namechk.com. Very simple, very easy to do. And it will allow you to know whether or not your username is available. So really simple, very useful, and very easy to format. And if you wanted to take it even one step further when it comes to branding this, then you could even go and do create URL redirects. So if I go onto, this is Go High Level where I use, and if I go onto, you can, there's loads of software that does this as well. But you can see with this, I can actually redirect people to ashbourne.com/YouTube. And then that would take them directly to YouTube. So I've got here StreamYard, I've got here, like, there's lots of different ones that can use Instagram. And so for mortgage brokers, for example, how we can do this, we actually might want to do ashbourneandmortgages.com/credit report. And that takes them to the Check My File credit report. So it's branded for you. So it's all within your brand. And so the link looks cool. It's not this weird Check My File, blah, blah, blah. It's all branded for you, but it is a redirect through your site, your software you use, and it all looks very in line and branded and cohesive. So this has been quite a deep dive into this subject. It came up in an episode, in a one-to-one coaching session, and that's why I was like, I've got to talk about this. It's very valuable and very useful to do. And if you don't do it, you are missing a trick and you're leaving yourself open for other people to take advantage. If you're building a really good brand and then someone else thinks, oh, actually, that person hasn't bought those domains, and then they buy them, they redirect them back to their website, they're going to get more traffic. So think about that. Make sure you don't leave this stuff to chance. It might seem really mundane. It might seem like something that's not really that important, but it's very important. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashbourneandmortgages.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend, and do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.